Who's fat but with a pH?
Me.
But also, if you want to get a little bit healthier, OptiSlim is a product that Chemist Warehouse sells. Premium shake for her. It has 20 grams of protein, gluten-free, low-fat, low-sugar, green tea extract.
Oh, the green tea as well?
Am I allowed to have some of that?
Mm-mm. Available at Chemist Warehouse, proud sponsors of The Morning Shift.
Rolling with Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push!
Give me some!
Let's go! Never fold.
10 toes down, baby.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you,
mother.
Shush.
It's too late to turn back now.
The Morning Shift. Powered by Uno Media.
Everything in between is a talk to me nice Thursday. We here for our morning shifters from our misters.
Monday way.
To our sisters.
Monday
way. We back for another show just in case you missed us.
Do the dish.
It's all powered by Uno Media. You can talk to me softly too.
Correct.
Hey, talk to me how you want.
However you like, stay blessed.
That's true.
We've got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show. If you call down under your home, welcome to new media, the people's media.
Let's push.
Say no more. Take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't. Real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully where it matters, we're number one in your heart.
Let's get it.
I'm feeling good today, baby.
Strap yourselves in, partner.
You better buckle up. Ooh. Me and Brooke, we got something going on.
We hopefully cooking for you. And I say hopefully because I'm excited for
it. We're about to go head to head.
Jordan, what's on the show today, man? What are we doing?
Let me tell you what's on the show today. A little lunchroom chat a week ago. Came up in discussion. Who's going to win out of Luda and Nelly? We had a little debate. Brooke, who'd you go with?
All aboard. Luda. I had to go with Luda, man. They sleep. If you're sleeping on Luda, wake up.
No one's sleeping on. No one's. I think people are sleeping on Nelly.
Don't do that.
I'll take Nelly.
Don't
so
do
we'll,
that.
We'll run
don't
it back
you
again.
Do that.
We'll run it back again.
Guys, we try and give you everything on this show. This is so lame that it's going to be great. The sexiest landline number.
No, that's.
Who had it? Who had the sexiest number?
Call after
800-334. We're going to talk about that on the show. Mark, what'd you find on the Facebook page?
Yeah, a bit of a dilemma, a red flag as such. But I want to see if we can give a plausible and innocent reason as to why this may be the case. A question was asked. Well, I want plausible, innocent reasons on it only.
Okay.
It'll make sense. It'll make sense. Trust me.
Start making sense.
It will.
Let's go. And then also we wrap up on the show, Mark, on our gaming shift. In our gaming shift. What's
we do. What about a game of dodgeball, but it's all done digitally? Yeah.
That's hard. I've played.
It's super hard, but we learn a bit about that game in the gaming shift.
Love that. But we always start the show, guys, with an absolute void. And I have those honors today. Mark, yesterday. Jordan, you played a great song yesterday, by the way. Celine, you cannot go wrong. Mark, you asked the question, though. How do you dance to it? You just got to rock. This one, though. Today, we're going to tell you how to dance to it. You do what
this is something
family.
New. The Casper Slide Part 2 featuring the Platinum Band. And this time, we're going to get funky.
If you never heard it before,
let's go.
It'll make sense.
Hey. Everybody clap your hands. Two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two hops this time. Two hops this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees.
We have to get funky.
Turn it up.
So, Mark, I was trying to help you out, man. You should listen to the man.
I hope you're driving, you're not playing.
A lyrics. A song with the lyrics, you know. tells you what you need to do to dance. Very handy.
Less is more.
Yeah, very, very handy.
Such a dad explanation. Very handy.
Very
nice.
Handy.
Nice. How are you, OG? You all right?
I'd be lying if I said that I was okay.
Oh, tell us. Unpack.
The cat's back.
Oh, guess who's back?
Hey,
back,
that's back. Interesting for a range of reasons.
Very, very interesting. So, if you didn't know, a couple of months ago, I was having a real problem with a neighbor's cat. And when we call it a cat, I'd say probably it's more a panther. You know, that's a large individual. And, yeah, it's back. Well, I didn't kill it, but it's back. And... I thought we'd come to a mutual agreement that this was my house where my cat lives and my small dog. Don't come inside and start urinating on all our furniture. Mm. And clearly this agreement has not really sunk into this cat because as of last night, my camera picked up the image of this cat coming back through the cat door. Now, I'm wired differently, and I know some people may, you know, think of me as a nice person. I'm not a nice person.
No, you're not.
I give you a warning in my life, and if you don't obey that warning, then it's battle time. And I'm not going to lie, I've had this conversation with both my daughter and my wife. I said...
Leave it there. I don't even think we bring it to this. Don't. You don't. You ain't got to say it out loud, Mark. No, you ain't got to say it out loud. I know where this is going to.
I was brought up on a farm.
Yeah. All
right? I was brought up on a farm, and right or wrongly, animals... have a place in our lives, and that place is not above us. And for me, this cat has now entered into a scary place with me where one of us don't leave. When I say that, I'm being very dramatic, but like, so today on Trade Me, I went and grabbed a possum cage. So I'm going to capture the cat. I'm going to humiliate the cat. I'm going to walk around the streets and ask whose cat it was. I'm going to give them a warning. I'm going to give them a warning to keep their cat out of my house. I know the right thing
to
do is
tell the cat to stay out of your house. The cat's going to do what the cat's going to do. It's
all
right.
Then I tell it to stay out of my house.
You've already tried that though, and it's back.
Yeah. So how do I tell it really? So I know there's people who are like, get a water pistol. I ain't staying up all night and squirting a water pistol at this damn cat. I am not buying a damn brand new cat door with a microchip in it so that my cat can get in and it can't. This cat's going to learn. It's going to learn through humiliation in a cage.
You better put some 2x you on because you about to go to work.
I did tear my calf muscle trying to capture it last time or fight it last time, but this time it's personal.
Let's not start the show with that. Can I have some different music? Like some like, you know, tranquil, you know.
Oh, it's
like
our cat! Music.
Because I was gonna bring this to the show in a different way, but I thought, nah, it's just a good check-in because I don't want anyone's opinions because then, you know, they might actually alter my experience, but this has probably been booked in for 18 months, but I've booked in to see someone spiritual.
Oh, really?
Don't do it.
Why?
No,
hold it. I booked in to see someone spiritual. Now, the reason why it's been put on hold is because this person actually got in a really bad accident, and so they had to recover and heal, and so... this has been on the cards for 6 months. It's finally going to happen this Friday. But me and my partner are going to talk to someone that can speak to the other side, if you will. Well, I don't actually know. It's not like a tarot card reader. But then, like, she goes to church too. But then, like, our friend upstairs who works, she actually...
I'm not even joking now.
She actually
Look at me. Don't do it. There's no jokes.
I'm not afraid of the unknown, brother.
But you guys are in such a good place.
Good place.
No, we're not gone.
Wow. What happens? Yeah,
wow. Guys are thinking like that?
Yes.
No, well, you guys can think like that. I choose to feel and choose what I
choose. It ain't about that, though. Like, what happens when the other side goes, mm-mm?
Now, you know what I love? You're a gambler.
Oh, bro, I got nothing to hide, baby.
But
it's
not that.
That's the worst thing when you gamble and you're on top.
We got referred from a friend. Hang on, just hear me out. We got referred from a friend. Their experience was amazing. Then I text this person. The text I got, I could feel the energy through the text. I was like, oh, this person's a good person. Then I rang them. Bro, it felt like if God wanted to hire someone to welcome you into heaven, like that would be the voice.
That's the secretary.
That would be the voice. You know? So my senses are picking up good vibes.
Oh, I'm worried for you.
I don't know how my partner tagged along, but somehow she tagged along too. No, she loves that stuff. And so we thought, well, should we go together? Well, I don't know how the meeting's going to work. I don't know if we're going to be...
What are you doing?
I'll be here. If my partner wants to ask about some things that for her personally, I obviously don't want to be there, but I don't know how this works. We've been given an hour and a half.
Oh, that's a long time.
Can you worst case scenario just for us, just at this moment, what's the worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that could happen out of this?
I'm not afraid of anything.
I know you're not.
That's the problem.
But what's the worst case scenario?
Worst case, she's like, you ain't going to see 2030.
I don't think they can tell you that.
And then I'll be like, I'm fine. I'm like, it's all good. I love the truth. But no. I don't know. But to be actually quite serious, I know that I shouldn't have this in my head because I feel like in some way when you want messages from the other side or you want some kind of confirmation, like you're not going to get it. So I'm like trying to tell myself that like I don't need to hear that. But I had a very dear friend to me pass a couple of years ago and I ain't heard nothing, you know. And in some ways, my dear friend, he'd probably be on the other side going, I ain't giving you.
Nah.
I'm silent over here, bro. Figure it out yourself. You good. Everything you need, you already got it. But I would like to hear something because the way that he passed was actually really tragic. But I know he's good and I know I'm good, but that would probably be the only thing that maybe I'm looking for. But I do think it's just kind of cool. Whatever she has to offer, because I don't really have any, like, I haven't really lost any other people or there's no, like, kind of family trauma that I'm, like, really keen to know about that none of us know what happened. So I'm kind
of
boring.
So none of this is relationship driven though?
No, we're not going into like
talking
about
relationship. You don't get that choice though. You do not get that choice because people come from this is my experience with someone doing stuff like that, right?
Oh, you done it?
I've never done it myself, but I have had family members do it and they just look at you differently at Christmas. They're like, and you go, what? And they're like, well, I can't tell you, but And that to me, you're like, you're just opening up.
I'm going to bring you guys up actually.
Don't.
Say it. No, then I can come back and be like, oh.
Yeah, see, that's what he's going to do.
You going to learn them.
Got some skitty undies in the room. Let's get into delivery.
Oh, I got a chicken. Hey.
Oh, you got a chicken? Oh, sorry. Okay.
Well, the levels. I'm battling a cat. Jordan's going spiritual. Bro, what do you got?
Let me have a go, bro.
It better be good.
It's good to me. I watched something yesterday. I've never had a football team like an alliance, but I watched Treble Makers.
Oh, yes, I've been watching
that. It's on Netflix.
I got me a squad.
You were Man City. What is
we Man City.
Man City.
Oh,
City.
Like, yes, we
are. I'm out.
How
I'm
good?
Out. I'm not doing this.
City,
I'm not doing
Harlem,
this.
Harlem Globetrotter.
Helen, bro.
Helen's unreal.
Helen don't miss, bro. Yeah. Helen just a gazelle.
Get your officials out of here.
Zoom. We sky blue.
You on a pep talk? I'll give you a pep talk.
Oh, pep.
Come on,
y'all,
man. We got pep your ass.
Pep your ass.
You Man City too?
Yeah, we Man City,
hey,
baby.
From one Man City fellow brother to another Man City fellow brother.
It's Red Devils in Liverpool over here, lads.
That's it.
That's all I had to say, man.
You took the money. You took the money.
Let's get into Daily Bread.
Breaking bread.
With the news of today. Don't ever say Man City again.
It's my turn, baby.
Disgusting.
April 11th, that is today, 102 days deep into the year, 264 left to get a good
run. Get her done!
It is Dog Therapy Appreciation Day.
Oh,
for our doggy friends.
Sounds like you need some cat therapy. Wrong day.
No, this is for the actual animals themselves. By the end of my cage catching, I think I'll be needing a cat that needs therapy.
I ain't gonna lie, when I watch those videos on socials like TikTok, Instagram, like where they like love the dog back to like health,
life,
bro, I'll be crying my eyes out. Bro.
They come through,
they find like a homeless dog,
and they're like the way they're all like scared and petrified, and then
tail between
man's
his legs.
Best friend at the end of it.
Oh, bro.
Beautiful. It's also James Day, International James Day. A salute to all the Jameses we have in our lives.
LeBron James.
Or Hemi, if we like to call him.
Mixed bag of those Jameses, eh? They're the good or bad, nothing really down the middle. You know, it's one side of the fence or the other.
Not like them Aries.
I find James kind of good. They're kind of good dudes.
I bet you know one that you're like, oh, yeah, fuck that fella.
Whoa, what?
you're on your own island here. You're on your own Fortnite island here, bro.
So all my James friends,
you're
up you just
there by yourself.
Side drill.
And a squad's coming up to snipe you.
And finally, it is a day that I absolutely enjoy. One that I think I need to do more than just mention. So, guys, for all the original music people, for the ones that, you know, who really enjoy what music is about.
I think I'm going to say adopt the people day.
No. This is something that lies close to my heart.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Genuine. when it's cold. It's a happy barbershop quartet day.
Oh, come on. The barbershop, man.
And these are the sounds of the wonderful Island Boys. The musical Island Boys, My Girl, in their international 2015 competition.
What can make me feel this way? My girl, my girl, my girl, talking about my girl.
That tenor's a bit off.
Talking about my girl.
Yeah, I thought the same.
Shut up. A little bit pitchy.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, but what a vibe.
What an absolute vibe. So, yeah, happy international barbershop quartet play.
I actually got it. Sounded great to
me. Love that. Guys, it's not over. It's not over. And I'm sorry if you're sick of hearing it, but Future and Metro Boomin released their album, We Don't Trust You. I don't know if you know, but part two comes out this week. It's called We Still Don't Trust You.
Oh, I didn't know.
And around the hip-hop circles, I was watching Joe Budden podcast last night, they're saying that they think, obviously, J. Cole's put himself out of the race. Mm-hmm. There's no race anymore, actually. And if you're enlightened like he is and you know your truth, that's what he's doing. Hip-hop community is clowning him, but that's fine. He's still the man. But it's on Drake now to go with Kendrick. We've cleared the way for Drake and Kendrick, and they're saying Drake should wait because it's just been confirmed that Kendrick Lamar will be featured on the We Still Don't Trust You.
Oh, yes.
That so we got 12. Me. I think we got 12, 13 songs on We Don't Trust You. It's like almost like side A, side B.
Side B.
Yeah.
And Kendrick's coming back.
Man.
Can I ask, Jordan, because
and it's like that.
J. Cole has now kind of taken himself out of it and done it in a way, to me, where I'm like, well, that's an awesome way of pulling out of a fight. Like, basically, you're just like, not about this energy.
Put my sword down.
Yeah, and it's a super cool way of doing it. Does Drake then look at what J. Cole's done and follow suit, or?
Drake can't.
He can't?
Drake can't afford to. And, like, this is coming back to, and I love talking about this, J. Cole is the best, I think J. Cole's the best rapper. He's going to hop on a feature. He's going to hop on his projects. He's going to have the best. He's consistently going to throw out quality bars and wordplay. Kendrick's the best artist. When Kendrick has something to say, it's within the art. It's within a theme, and that's from what the video clips that you see, from what he wears to the subject matter. Drake is the biggest superstar, and the problem that we have now is that Drake, he can't not do something, because everything that he says and everything that he has to do is he say, I'm the biggest star at the top of the hill each year. I'm giving you consistent work. Part of his brand is he doesn't get the luxury of giving people time to wait. He has to remind people all the time, I'm at the biggest clubs. I make the biggest money.
He doesn't really miss
it. I got all the girls. And like he even said it too, when Drake got asked about J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, he didn't slight them. This is like a few years ago. He said, I'm the only one really like living the rapper life. Like they've got what they're doing. They stay in their lanes, but like I'm out here being the superstar. And so I think Drake has to do something, and he will do something. So I'm just so excited, because there's not much angles on Kendrick. I keep saying this. What are you going to clown Kendrick for? You can't say we don't respect him. You can't say he doesn't have good discography. So what are you going to do? Mock the fact that he has a verse every 30
right?
months?
His job is to find it.
Yeah,
but
Drake
you?
Has angles. Drake couldn't even be Pusha T in a rap beef.
Like, Pusha T goes, though. You can't say Pusha T doesn't go.
No, Pusha T goes.
He goes.
I think he beat Drake, but because he... Mark, you'll like this. Drake and Pusha got into an argument, got into rap beef. And Pusha released a song and let the world know before he could that Drake had a son to a stripper.
Oh. Oof.
And apparently that's why Drake doesn't like Kanye, because he knows that Kanye told Pusha that information.
I wasn't hiding my
But also, the word on the street is that Drake slept with Kim Kardashian. Anyway, I'm going to get us sued. Ooh. So, like, let's just... I don't know nothing.
From someone with absolutely no credentials, what I think Drake will do, and once again, I say I have no credentials, but Drake has been at the top for so long. I think he's at the mountaintop right now and goes, this is going to be hard, but I can do it. And now you're rolling the dice, because it's your ego going, I can take on Kendrick. I did it with back to back. If you get it wrong, you get it so wrong. But you trust in yourself so much because you're Drake. Drake's Drake.
I think Kendrick's been waiting for this
moment.
But
I think he's going to give it a go. And I would be like, don't do it.
Jordan, I'm no expert, but I'd say hip-hop and R&B in general has been waiting for this moment.
Love that.
Mine today, this is just a quick one, but TikTok is planning to release basically the counterpunch to Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to release their own like photo sharing app called TikTok Notes that will compete.
We don't want that. We don't want that.
That will compete with Instagram. Well, you say now, you say we don't want it, but we've seen how big TikTok is, how quickly it's growing. It's hard to compete with Instagram because it's there, but TikTok is doing its thing. So I'd imagine if for all the content creators, it's going to be huge.
You got to evolve,
it's,
right?
It's a wave and
move with the time.
You got, remember Vine?
That was quick. I remember you know for about 7 seconds.
Vine was a vibe.
Yeah.
And then it TikTok just got, owes Vine a lot.
So much.
Totally. But that's the evolution. So maybe they think that's their next evolution, TikTok.
It's money.
Do we need it,
right?
Though?
Do we need it, though?
Mm. That's the $1 million question.
Love that. That is your Daily Bread. Breaking bread with the news of today. Stay tuned.
This is the Morning Shift.
Shifters, we back, baby. We did it last time. It was T-Pain versus Akon. We had a little lunchroom chat last week. And we decided we need to do Luda versus Nelly.
Come on.
Luda. Luda. Let me tell you the disrespect Brooke had for Nelly.
Don't do that. Don't
he was
do
going
that.
To do like this. One, two. Oh, yeah, three songs. I said three songs.
Don't do that.
What am I doing? Nelly, what am I doing?
Nelly, one of the greats. I'm here to fight the fight for the underdog.
They're both legends.
Jordan's over here telling me he only got features.
Hold they're both on legends, but Nelly, I know you're going to see this. I got you.
Luda, I got you. It's too fast, too furious. We're getting on around here.
Oh, we got a movie soundtrack too.
Everyone sleeping like this?
Yeah, wake up on Luda.
Okay,
wake up. I'm ready, Jordan.
Who's going first?
You go first.
I'll go first.
I'll give you the honors.
Start us off.
Look, I'ma just warm it up, okay? I'ma just warm it up, baby. I'ma just warm it up, baby.
Oh, what a warm up.
I know Luda is an actor, but you ain't got the better movie soundtrack. Woo. Hey, Brooke.
Close though, you get a little close. I just want to warm into this too. You're a little close right now. Can you just
hands up? Hands up. Okay. Another one, another one, and another one. Okay. Why you all in my ear? Talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear. Get back. You don't know me like that. Get back. You don't know me like that. Geek. I ain't playing around. Come on, though. Get swung on. It's the knick-knack, patty-whack, steel riding caddy.
We came to play today.
We ain't wasting no time. Let's get it.
Come on, man. Luda versus Nelly, baby. Let's get it.
Excuse me, Mr. Nelly. I love you. You're one of the greats, but with all due love and respect.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Move. Get out.
Hey, we here to play, we here to stay.
I ain't going nowhere. Brooke, what's your favorite shoe? Oh. Hold that. I actually know what it is.
Top strap with the gum bottom. It's on the bottom, the beauty, that's why I got them. I leave them strapped and laced and come up bottom. The last person that touched them, I didn't shot him.
And see lime green forces is Kiwi. You couldn't get those colors, you had a personal, no genie.
Come on now. Woo! Come on now.
Hey, we came to huffing today.
And a lot of huffing and puffing.
What's he saying? Something like, all aboard the Spontaneous Express.
Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Next stop, G-Spot. Luna!
I like it too, baby.
Let me put a little bit of excitement up in your lifestyle. You gotta know that time's of the essence. I'm talking right now. I can get rid of that headache. What you doing tonight? Some say the sex is overrated, but they just ain't doing it right. I keep it interesting, baby. Just take them clothes off. I'll be your calling on. Just take me till you doze off. Wake you up in the middle of the night and take you to another world. You'll wake up in the morning feeling like another girl.
We got one of them ones.
Let's keep it going, baby.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting my features later. I'm still on Nelly time.
Talk to me.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, it's hot. Come on now.
We came correct today. Look.
Do we need a little break?
Maybe we can just slow it down just a touch. Now this, I promise you, this couldn't be me. It will never be me. And I don't do it, but he did.
I got pros.
Hey, sit down and warm back into
in
it.
Different area code.
Area. I mean, I get around the area codes. I said,
pro in different area code.
Area. I know you know.
Now you thought I was just 770 and 404.
I'm wearing white.
Act like y'all know. It's the abominable man. Globe Trot International Postman. Hey, but that dope man. 718-202s. I send small cities and states. I owe you 901. Matter of fact, 305. I'll jump off the G4. We can meet outside. So control your hormones and keep your drawers on. Till I close the door and I'm jumping your bones. 312-313.
We had to sit down just for a little bit.
Just for a little bit. I mean, if you're sitting over there and I'm over here, can we just go back to my...
But now it's flipped and I don't want you with no other man. Why can't you understand that anything I'm offering? I gave you the world, but you just wanted arguing. The time I met you up until the time I dropped you off again. Even flipped out on me at the mall again.
It's always
what you tell me.
on your friends, I ain't on your fingers, ma. I just wanna call again, see how your day going. I know you're stressing on you. I know the times get hard, that's why I'm checking on you. It's yours truly, ma. I got a little message for you. Anything he can do good, I can do it better for you. When we laugh and we cry, it's together. Through the rain and the stormiest weather, we gon' still be as one as forever.
Oh man, who's cleaning up?
Sifters.
Who's cleaning up?
Sifters, you're welcome. Look, Jordan, I'm so glad. Because I don't need my breath. I just needed to catch a second right there.
Oh, you good.
That's probably enough. Let's go.
Stand up. We back up. Hey. Stand up. Look, it's Magnet. It's Magnet.
When you want.
It's Magnet.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that. Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Girl, I'm me.
I'm the get. Bringing you a VIP. CEO. You don't have to see my brother. I'm
young,
wild as like
D.I.L.E.
We ain't got nothing to worry about. Whoop. Let security carry him out. Watch out for the medallion.
Man, come on.
We still going?
Oh, we still going.
All right.
But so, Mark, you look tired. What are you tired for? You got to get up. It's still a party.
The one with the rims, the one that seem to make more enemies than friends. I'm sliding
it's
in
Nelly,
past those.
Oh.
Both eyes closed, both arms
Nelly,
closed.
Baby.
Both charms rose with the S-O-S-O-D-E-dot-F. My motto, I said there ain't none left. I'm quick to go left. I plays with no rep. I jam my own death, baby. Show me the club. I'm like, hey, whatever card it at.
Where the
mix it with the Chris, baby. What's wrong with that?
Where Nelly
at? VIP twisted. Down right two-way. Hey, nigga, like you missed it.
Come on.
Come on.
Hey, Jordan, just you sitting down.
Come
just
on.
Stand up with
give me that
already.
Energy.
Stand up with me already.
Give me that energy.
Can you just soul clap with me? Just.
What
are
you
doing?
Ah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get up in their birthday suit. Give me the rhythm and hit me off in their clothes, and then over to the front and touch your toes. I left the Jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now? When my pinkies valued over 300,000. Ludacris, you the one to please. Ludacris fill cups like that.
Shifters, this is for free.
We keep it moving. Let's get it. Hop in, hop in, hop in, hop in. Shotgun! Because I'm drinking.
Come on. Hey. Now, if you wanna go and take a ride with me, we be going on the floor with the goatees. Oh, ride, 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 ride.
Hey, must be the money!
If you wanna go and get for me, smoke up in the back of the bin.
Bang it! What you got, baby?
Hey.
What you got?
Let's just sit down again. Look.
I got a couple more.
Area codes wasn't for me. This one still ain't for me, but I'm gonna let the intro do the talking.
Oh, yeah!
The fans are calls. The women in the caviar.
Ah,
you know who we are.
He got me on
there.
He got me on
there. The fans are calls. The women in the caviar.
Hey.
You know who we are.
That I share my experiences with y'all, cause I've been places you'll never imagine. But I'ma start at home. When I see a girl I like, I walk straight up to her and I'm like, hey girl, how you doing? You are the woman that I'm really pursuing, and I would like to get to know you. Can you give me your name? If you jot down your number, you'll get mine in exchange. Hey,
I'm
the man of this town, and I hope you wouldn't mind if I showed you around.
I ain't gonna lie. Woo! But I think you forgot Nelly was on this.
The house on the water, hit the beach.
beach whenever. She from the north and still can't believe the weather.
For you, now you're in the big league. A black sign brother, who wanna play for me? Your last man was a chump, and you can tell him I said it. He was talking loud at first, but you can see that he dead it. You can see I ain't sweating. Hell, I call him up myself and tell him I ain't get it. No, please, don't confuse me, miss. I'm trying to see how I can put you on.
We might have one of them ones. We might have one of them. We done. I don't know if we can finish this.
I got a couple more, man.
Puffing and puffing. I know on the podcast this don't sound too good either.
Hey, but on visual,
this is huffing and puffing. They're like, shut up.
Hey. Rev your engines. Just go, Mark, vroom, vroom. Because I'm acting like a fool right now. And that's okay. Hey, hey,
hey. You had a few of them.
Hey, 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 hey.
Drop. Too fast. Drop. Too furious.
I'm too fast for y'all, man.
You can add that one.
Drop. Too fast.
Yeah. Drop.
Too furious.
Oh, I'm too fast for y'all.
Oh, man. You just came home from doing a bid. Tell me what you gon' do. Act a fool. Somebody broke in and cleaned out your crib. Boy, what you gon' do?
Okay, let's get
act a fool.
You can add that. You can add that. You can add that. I gotta get this off. Come on. Yeah, my tool mark got that bass scooter. Handle it.
I'm a sucker. Cornrows and manicured toes.
Yo, my
pants and pair of sneakers.
Keep it rolling. This one, you probably don't even know. You got fantasies, Jordan? You got fantasies, family?
Do you? Yeah.
Give it to me now.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Yeah.
Chill,
yeah.
I'm out.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Luda.
Lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna. Make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta
know
what's your fantasy.
I wanna get you in the Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the daddy
runs. I ain't got one more. But what I do know, Luda ain't got one of them. You know what I mean? He ain't got one of them. When I say one of them, this is what I mean.
Oh.
He ain't got one of them.
That's a real dilemma.
He ain't got a real worldwide problem in his categories.
Love you.
Tell me, Kelly.
Need you. Nelly,
or me? Because I'll take him, Kelly. I'm hanging up the phone now, Kelly. I'm in love. Bye.
She just knew right up.
Black for me. We don't need to play it because you know the words.
Ah, she got the huts for me, the finest thing.
You know what it is.
Look, he might not have one.
Hey, we done. That was a good game.
He might not have one of them.
Yeah, we're done. We done. We had a good game. You did well.
Maybe he does.
We can wrap this up.
Look, Jordan, we ain't got to be lovers, but can we at least be friends?
Sometimes wanna be your lover, sometimes wanna be your friend, sometimes wanna hug you, hold hands, slow dance while the record spins. Opened up your heart because you said I made you feel so comfortable. Used to play back then, now you all grown up like Rudy Huxtable.
I can be your bug, you can beat me up. Play fight in the dark, then we both make up.
I do anything just to feel your bug.
Why you got me so messed up? I don't know, but you gotta stop tripping.
Shifters.
Be a good girl now, turn around and get these with me. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight that. And I'll be setting separate plays. So on all these separate days, your legs can go their separate ways.
Tell me again, my baby. Oh, it's a good look, baby.
I'll give it that, man.
Rob the jewelry store and tell him make me a grill.
We ain't done till I stay with them, baby. We going out with this.
Hey. Had a whole top diamond and the bottom rose gold.
Yo. We about to start an epidemic with this one.
Now we done. Okay, so yeah, we done. Oh, are we? Are we done?
No, we done.
Look, I don't think
we sound like 50-year-old.
I don't think people knew he had this in the catalog, but
no, we done.
We'll go out with one more, because
we actually done.
We came for one thing and one thing only.
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right. Woo!
Rappers swearing they own cup.
Good game.
Good game. That was Luda versus Nelly. Matsuma, can you give a visual representation of what you're seeing right now? You
look I'm seeing a little bit two exhausted,
I'm sweaty, bro.
Middle-aged men.
Oh, what?
Sweating out a storm, living out their childhood in great passion.
Yes.
Applaud.
Nelly,
there's no way I could pick a winner in that. I think we have to leave that up to the shifters. But what an effort, gentlemen.
Luda, all I could do was try for you, brother. All I could do was try.
Nelly, I had your back. You guys decide.
Peace.
This is the morning shift.
The gaming shift.
Oh, even.
With Spock.
Arena.
Lomu. Can he get to him?
Round one. Countdown.
Welcome to the gaming shift, family, with Spark Game Arena. We got a big one for you today.
Pew, pew, pew.
Hey, we had the privilege to sit down with Connor Green. He's the New Zealand Huddle E-Blacks coach.
That's a great chat.
Yeah, it was awesome. And Jordan's actually played it before as well. We gotta go play.
I got tired, bro.
That's all right.
It was a tiring ass game.
Cheat code for cardio. We're gonna
do
that.
We gotta do.
And your chance to win a prize, all thanks to Spark Game Arena. With the sound, Spark is back again, of course, for another week.
How's our gaming week been, boys? Like, what have we? What gaming adventures have we had? What e-adventures?
Man, Fortnite just got me in a chokehold, eh?
You're still there, eh?
Every night, like, you know, and I always have that chat with the missus, like, you're going to game tonight? Like, nah, you know, after dinner, do the dishes, you know, we'll probably watch something. She watched that program. And then I'm like, I'm just going to have three games.
You know what? I've been taking a lot of heat for just being a bug killer when it comes to Helldivers 2.
I heard that's the easy way out.
Yeah, it's the easy way out, bro. I mean, you need to fight the bots.
The bots, they disappeared there for a bit. They're back now. On a massive, like, yeah, so the map, they disappeared off the map. There was too many people fighting the bots.
So is this the equivalent of camping in Fortnite?
Is that camping in Fortnite? No,
the equivalent
not.
To it?
No, I think you've been on the game, Brooke. It was too intense for you and you dropped out. And I get that. What? Like, we can't all be ranked 50, sorry. I'm a 50 rank now. Yeah.
Titty, titty, bang, bang. Hey, men's going to be playing. We've been getting reps up. 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning. You can catch us on Fortnite.
Mm-mm.
You know what's kidding me? I don't really know what my, your lineup in Fortnite? Like
your loadout?
Yeah, your loadout. Like I'm always in two minds about it.
Oh no, let me tell you.
I'll tell you what.
So usually if we drop at Olympus,
yep.
Or Grim.
Yep.
Like, I'm trying to get the chain because the chains and whips be talking while everyone's trying to get their stuff and load up in close quarters.
Yep.
But then, you know, that chain ain't really serving me later on when I need it. You know what I mean? The DMRs are quite hard to use. I do like the SMGs, but they don't seem to be doing as much damage unless they're like, you know, purple or gold. I'm struggling.
If I'm a gamer, let me tell you.
Well, what is the best kit out? What's the best Fortnite kit out?
So what, you want to have that close combat out the front, all right? So what I like to do is have either my SMG or my shotgun there. Boom. closely,
first,
haha, hear me out, closely followed by the chains. So you get through, if you're missing everything, but you still hit a few, then you quickly move to the chains instead of a reload.
Got a reload. Okay. Okay. Or we can do the water bending.
Or we can. Then we shoot over to, in my third space, I put in a AR. Fourth space, I've got a snipe, and then I finish with heals.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what?
What's
you,
your kit out?
Your like? Loadout stresses me out too. When
you're shotgunning with snipers, it's...
Yeah, when you're running around the, like, an open map and you're carrying an SMG, like generally a close quarters weapon, Jordan, it does my head in. I'm like, you need something that's in the mids. You need something in
but
your
mid. But it's got not much recoil, you know? So I
but
do like
still,
that.
It's but still, it sprays. I do like that. You're going to do more
I'm
damage.
I'm shooting the sky.
Anyways, so today I get to review the prize that we're actually giving away for Spark Game Arena's the Sound Spark. And so I've had a play with the Logitech Pro TKL keyboard and the Logitech Pro X Superlight 2 mouse, and they are ridiculous. Now I'm using it for our streaming software, so I'm not even using it for the game.
I had to review it. Sorry, I'm burdened with the review of brand new Logitech gear. My life is so hard.
It's so hard.
I'm not even going to ask the boys if they want to do it. I'll just take the ownership.
I'll take responsibility for it. So I'm looking forward to that review. But as we do each week, and we do have Amani who's going to come in studio.
Yes.
He's got some exciting news too about the Shifters community and one of us doing good on the world stage. So
come on.
We're looking forward to that as well. But we always start off with a bit of a headline. And boys, I thought you'd be interested in this. Abu Dhabi is set to build the world's first e-sport island.
Yeah, they would. They've got like trillions of dollars falling from the sky over there.
Yeah. It's weird because they reckon it's only going to cost them $280 million to build it.
Is that all?
That isn't a lot for
an island. You'll go there. Like you can go there for a holiday.
Let me read about it. True Gamers, a leading esport network, has unveiled its ambitious project to establish the first ever esport island in Abu Dhabi. The unique venture will include a high-end hotel, state-of-the-art gaming arenas, elite training centers,
training centers. What the privilege?
This is what we need, and spaces dedicated to content creation. With an estimated investment of over 280 mil, the initiative seeks to foster a dynamic environment for the global esports community. So basically creating an entire island.
I want to go.
Same.
I want to go.
Training?
I don't know if I want
hotel?
To go.
Why?
I think I need to go.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah,
yes.
This is a need. This isn't even
it's not
want.
A want. No, it's not a want.
This is absolutely a need. And I think if there's such a place for like just training, like that's us, right? Elite training centers is us.
Oh, elite training? Yes, TMS.
I know that works.
Yeah, what are you doing?
We got to go.
High-end hotel?
I reckon it'd be something like Formula One. You know how you watch Drive to Survive and you see the athletes doing these weird exercises?
We do, right. Oh, so you're not actually on the sticks. You got to warm in to get on the sticks.
Your thumb, you're doing like
thumb. Telling the missus like going on a boys trip to a gaming island.
They'd be like, yeah, sweet, all good.
A gaming island.
No, we're not going to Vegas anymore. We're going to
Never mind the strippers. We didn't do that. We didn't do this.
We gaming.
That ain't us. We need games.
I love that. Right, returning shortly with our product review. All thanks to Logitech and the gaming, or the month of gaming.
Shifters and misters, there is a guest that we have that wears a whole bunch of hats. He's wearing a yellow one right now. You can't see that, but you do a lot, man. You do a lot. You're a teacher, but you're also the Hardo ambassador and the head coach of our Hardo NZ eBlack team. Connor Green, or Mr. Green, welcome into the show, man.
Cheer, brother. Stop having me.
Nah.
It's always the yellow hat, though. Always the yellow bucket hat.
It's a vibe, bro. It's a vibe.
Sunshine.
Hey, we always ask our guests, this is the very first question we ask them, is what's the first game you ever played, age, and can you remember what console was on?
Oh, bro, that's a hard question. You know, like I was brought up more as a sporty kid, more than a gaming kid. Mum and dad really never let me have a console in my house, unfortunately. But when I was about 16, I got my first laptop, jammed League of Legends for a bit.
Yo.
I was trash. And 13, 14 years later, I'm still pretty trash, to be honest. But yeah, that's me.
That's me. Before we get into talking about Hardo and like what it is, I realized, bro, I got sent a link doing some little research on this interview, and I've realized I've actually played.
Are you a gamer?
Nah, but I played at an activation, like at Monaco Event Center. And
how long is this?
Like maybe 2 years ago.
Oh, it's been long before I was around, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
But what surprised me was like, I was out of breath in 20 seconds. But it was, I couldn't believe like what I was seeing. I can't remember if we had like visual goggles on. No, I don't think we. I can't remember. Yeah, we would have. Yeah,
bro. So you get like, you get a headset and you get a wristband. The headset goes on your face, basically just an iPhone.
Yes.
And you can still see everything that you can normally see because it's not virtual reality; it's actually augmented reality. So you can still see everything you'd normally be able to see in reality, with the added bonus of seeing things which are augmented. The only game I can really think of that's similar at the moment is Pokemon Go. If you've ever seen that,
yeah,
you know, you can like hold your camera up and you can like see Pokemon up here.
Totally, it's
same technology.
If I can remember, like, is there, you have to, you've got kind of, you run out of. I don't want to call them bullets, like of huddles or like you got to reload. I keep getting messed up on that. I was just, how does it work? Like kind of in the sense of playing the game.
The huddles, I've actually never heard anyone call them as huddles. So it's quite interesting.
Sorry, bro.
Nah, bullets over there. You can call them bullets, balls, energy blasts, whatever you want. You don't actually run out. You got to charge them up though. So you can have up to 5 charges at max. And then you can't get any more charge than that. And then you got to shoot them off. Obviously, you can not charge and not shoot anything if you just want to do nothing all game, I guess. But yeah, it's infinite bullets, but you do get a limited number of shields that you can use. That's the one that gets you.
What's your strategy kind of when you play? Like, I'm sure heaps of people got different strategies, but what's yours?
Well, you've got like 3 main roles, I guess. You've kind of got sniper, which is your fast. They shoot really fast bullets or energy blasts. But they're quite small. They're quite easy to dodge in terms of size. But they come at you really fast, so there you got to be really good reflexes. You've got a disruptor, which is kind of like bigger bullets, but they're a bit slower. And where that person kind of zones people off, kind of pushes them to a corner, so you're sniping again, then get that last hit. That's what you want, eh? then you've got your shielder, which is where I come in. I like to play defensively in all games that I play, but especially in Huddo. And your shielder will have max shields, and they'll kind of run up and be super energetic and try and get a little bit of possession in terms of the court space so that your sniper can come closer to the halfway mark and just find your life a bit easier getting those knockouts.
I like that.
Well, that's better me.
Is there a professional sports player that you kind of like think that you are, you know, in like relation to for the game?
Oh, I mean, like... Being a young kid, I always idolized Tana Umanga. Hurricane supporter, hence the yellow.
Yes.
You know how it is. And then seeing Tana jump into a coaching role for the Blues for a bit and then jumping back into Moana Pacifica now. Just incredible role model.
Connor, can we wind it right back? Jordan's had the chance of playing it. What is Huddo? Like, tell us like what it basically is, what the sport is based on. And it's not just a computer game. Like, people who are listening right now might not even know that you're actually up and being active with this one, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, the most basic explanation that I can give anyone, which isn't entirely correct, but it's super basic, is VR dodgeball. So you imagine that you're on an actual court. Like, it's 8 meters or 10 meters by 6 meters, 10 meters long and 6 meters wide. And you've got 3 players on each team, and essentially what you're doing is you're throwing energy balls at your opponent, and then that opponent can either physically move to dodge the ball that's coming at them, they can put up a shield, or they can take the bullet head on. But if you don't move and you just stand there and only shoot, you're just going to get smacked, same as you usually would in playing normal dodgeball, right? The person who stands still every game is usually the first person to get knocked out, right?
100%.
So it's essentially the same game style as dodgeball, but with no contact. These energy blasts that you're shooting are all augmented reality. They don't actually exist. Only the people wearing the headsets or someone who has access to see from a third person from a headset using one of our eye cameras can actually see what's going on the court. But that's the difference between like your typical esports, which are played at a computer. This one here, you're actually in a physical place on a court and you're physically moving around. And it's 80 seconds for a game. I've had maybe one person who ran marathons that's played a game before that hasn't come out of the end of it being completely out of breath. I mean, I'm not the fittest person out there, and I don't claim to be, but after playing like 2 or 3 games back to back, I got to take like a 20-minute break.
Straight up, bro. I was sweating.
What's the body like after? Because Father Time's undefeated, but I see myself in this game, man. I'm trying to see, like, can I play? What's the pros and the cons? Some pros coming through here.
if you've been to the gym and you haven't done leg day in a couple of weeks, right?
I'm out.
We all know that feeling. You wake up the next day and you know that feeling you get in the back of your legs. It's pretty much the same feeling you get when you play like a couple of games of Hutto back to back. And then you wake up the next morning. It's very similar. It's mostly just a leg workout, bit of cardio in there. You don't work out the arms too much. So if you're all about working out your upper body, unfortunately, I can't help you out there. But if you want to get those legs looking good, this is the game for you.
That's what about that? Talk to us about the global game. Like, I had no idea we have an NZ eBlacks team that you're obviously the head coach for. So yeah, sure. The local game, is it easy to, well, do we have heaps of players to choose from to create our eBlacks? And what does the world game look like?
So currently, I've been in this role as New Zealand head coach since June last year. So I'm still very fresh into it. Most of my role last year was just trying to get players into the game and just keep promoting the sport. We're very, very new to the sports scene, and it's quite hard to find players to get involved. But I do have the advantage of being a teacher and able to get youth and from secondary schools in, which is cool. I'd say our player base currently is just limited only to Auckland, unfortunately, because we only have one set up in Auckland. So there's nowhere else really in the country you can play, unfortunately. But we do want to bring this sport to different places. We have maybe 60 players that are pretty regular. Maybe 15 teams, I'd say, in the league that we have at the moment.
Awesome.
From that, we probably have 8 players that I would consider in the development squad or on track to make the development squad for this year's eBlacks, Hutto eBlacks. We are looking to get funding to even go across again this year. Last year, we were very, very fortunate that a youth centre actually backed us, Shaw Junction.
Oh, wow.
Which is a youth centre in Takapuna. They actually helped us out to get across and get us competing, but it's not locked in for this year, unfortunately. So we are looking for someone to potentially sponsor us to help us out to bring the team to come back next year, or this year, sorry. And last year we went over to Japan, Tokyo, to compete in the 2023 World Cup. I think they've done 7 or 8 World Cups so far, and Japan has won every single one of them.
Wow.
They're undefeated. Their team is ruthlessly good. But they have something like...
Nah, we got them. We got them, bro.
We got them. We're a year away or so from their skill level, I reckon, but we'll get there. The more people that get involved, obviously, the better your skill improves, and the more chances we have to
What does a skilled player look like? Like, talk to us. So, like, I haven't played, so I'm thinking, imagining this virtual dodgeball. So, what does a really skilled player need, and what are you looking for? So,
look
if there's someone listening, what do you need?
Come on,
put the list up there, Connor, and we'll find some more eBlacks for you.
I wish I could just like show you guys the camera and be like, yeah, see, look at this. We need people that are real agile. The more agile you are, the better. If you've got explosive energy, if you're just able to go from like a crouch position to just absolutely springing out of that, jumping, I don't know, half a meter in the air. This game's all about dodging. Your offense is super easy to master. So it's really the defensive strategies that you have. And in terms of dodging, it's all about explosive power. That's the main important thing. I mean, if you're a boxer, and you've got that agility, especially kickboxing, that agility to touch your toes, to bend down, to get into positions that people wouldn't normally get in because you're super flexible and super agile. That's where you want to be in. This is the sport you want to be in, sorry.
100%. Bro, I just want to talk about the World Cup too. Like, when you got there, like, you know, we're the small nation, and you get there, like, what was the feeling like? What countries are good? Is it kind of like in the movies, kind of when you go to like a World Cup, you know, and people are eyeing each other out and there's like a real competitiveness there? Like, was it heavy? What was the event like?
Nah, like, it's weird because I've been in like a lot of different sporting communities in my life. And
that energy's there, eh?
The energy's there. Like, there's that competitiveness and everyone's like eyeing out your components. But you go have a yarn with one of the other teams, like you usually find that one or two players or the coach from any team, even the international ones, will speak English. So we were talking to every team that we possibly could. So many friendships were made. They loved us over there. They thought we were like the best team. But
we're the vibes.
We were the vibe, yeah. We had like chants going. We were making the most noise, supporting other teams. We were a vibe over there. It's one of those communities that are just super friendly, eh?
Yeah, bro, I love it. And I imagine after listening to this, people might be like, yo, I want to be a part of this. I want to sign up. How do people join?
See, there's tons of different ways you can do it. The best one, just jump on the Hutto NZ website. or jump on our Instagram, give us a follow at @Hutto_NZ, and just flick me a message on there. I'll get them guaranteed. You could also flick me an email directly at Connor@Hutto.co.nz if you wanted to. The main place that you can play, though, if you're from Tamaki Makaurau, from Auckland, jump over to Shore Junction. It's a free youth centre in Takapuna. They offer tons of cool random stuff. They got music production, they okay. got band rooms, dance rooms, all this cool stuff. And then most importantly for us is they've got the only facility of Hutto, which is set up on Fridays after school and on Saturdays all day, which is when I jump in and coach the teams.
We got to come for a game.
We're hard out.
We got to go for a game.
It seems like a cheat code to getting cardio up.
100%, because it's one of these games that you play and you don't realize how much like cardio you put into it until you take the headset off and you're like...
Bro, without a doubt. Well, thank you so much for joining us, bro. We know you got to rush back and be a teacher, so thank you for, you know, sending the kids out to go run around for 10 minutes. We appreciate that, but excited to see where you guys take this and hopefully some people jump on board as well. But we're going to be there, bro. We'll come play a game.
Sounds good. Before I go, bro, can I just do like one shout-out for Shore Junction?
Yes.
Well, they're one of our main supporters because they helped us get over to Japan last year. And so they're actually doing a raffle at the moment, which is online. The main prize is a $5,000 custom-built PC sponsored by Playtech New Zealand.
Wow.
Tickets are only 10 bucks, and all of the proceeds go straight to the charity to ensure that kids can access this free, awesome space and continue to access that for free. So if you've got a spare 10 bucks lying around, jump on Shore Junction raffle. NZ raffle. There's tons of runner-up prizes, and help the boys out.
100%. Awesome. You're a good man, bro.
Thank you for your time, brother.
He's back. Armani joins us again, aka Drawsy, aka
the one and only Drawsus, Overlord of the Second Dimension, Vanquisher of Demons, Destroyer of Evil, 4 times champion of the West Auckland Gaming Arena. I forgot the next one. One more game specialist, the handsome and humble.
Drawsus is getting me. Come on.
Just, I start elevating when I'm on the sticks.
Bro, you were telling me a cool story about you guys all watching A Shift to Do Work. Can you let the lads know what happened?
Yeah, so this weekend that just passed, it was actually a lot of fun. Me and some of the shifters got together. Shout out to the Mana boys. But we were all... also got together in another Discord to just chill and watch one of our own, a shifter.
Actual?
A shifter, yeah. So we get into Discord, we watch different streams together, but we're witnessing something great. Something amazing, guys. What if I told you, you've probably seen it on the post, but what if I told you the youngest top 250 in the world in Warzone is a fellow shifter that's 13 years old. Shout out to them, Kenner boys. The Pacifica duo, father and son.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got to clip this, Nick. We've got to clip this.
Right.
We got highlights. We got highlights?
We've got highlights, okay, man. Okay. We were legitimately all watching it, and you saw the game where he got 250, so that's in the whole world, in Warzone.
Were you in awe?
Right, we were just saying that the stuff that this kid does, man, is crazy.
Can you give us an example? Can you break it down, like some of his skill level?
I feel this.
It's like... I don't even know. It's a phenomenon. It's like when you're witnessing greatness in sports and you know someone's going to be him, this is the youngin' right now who's highly regarded in the gaming community already. This is him. This little kid is 13 years old.
What's crazy. He doing that? Because you're a good player, but what's he doing that you can't do?
The way he snaps onto people, it looks like he's playing keyboard and mouse, but he's on the controller. A lot of people think he's cheating, but I've witnessed him play on LAN. And he does the exact same stuff.
How do you cheat? What snap? Like lock
so, like, so say if I'm looking at you, but there's an enemy on my right, he just goes boom.
Oh, wow. Oh, you snap on him.
The movement's crazy. He's just crazy. Honestly, you'd have to see it to actually witness how, you know, I feel like I'm a fanboy right now.
you can be a fanboy.
But honestly, it's just crazy, especially for the Pacifica community, because he reps Samoan hard.
Oh, let's right. push my Uso.
Snap that.
He's okay, one of us as well. We've got to give more love. That's awesome. Yes. That's so cool. So this week in our product review, I got the pleasures of touching up on the Logitech Pro TKL keyboard and Logitech Pro X Super Light 2 mouse. This is, of course, all in a part of the fact that it's Logitech's month of gaming, who are obviously partners of the Spark Game Arena. So, boys... I've got a thing that I have to go through, including a list of things I need to talk about with this. Ease of installment. Now, gentlemen, you know I'm not the smartest of cats when it comes to anything, especially when it comes to PCs, but
This was so easy. This was as simple as plugging a little Bluetooth device or a little wee number into the PC, and everything comes up alive. All right, the lights go off. The keyboard goes different colors.
Did you get excited when the lights went off?
100%. Because I've been used to using this other old thing, but and the buttons, like, they're real clicky. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're proper. You feel like you're onto something because it's like tick, 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 real loud clicking, which is super cool. And it's a small keyboard.
Those details matter, man.
Yeah, it's a small keyboard. Like the keypad itself, like,
oh, it's tiny.
It's
wireless too.
Yeah, it is wireless, but it's changed. Like, they've taken numbers off. I don't know where they've put them or what's changed or what's gone. I guess it's the numbers.
But we don't
off
ask
the
questions.
Side. We don't need to because this is specifically for gaming, but we're using it for streaming. And then I think the visual appeal, awesome. I'm giving it a 10 out of 10. Ease of use. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is like driving a Toyota Corolla your whole life, and then all of a sudden you get the keys to a McLaren.
You don't have to say that it's this great too.
No, I don't have to. Like,
just want to confirm that.
I would rag on them if it wasn't that. There's like a twirly whirl at the top too. I don't know what this does, but it's like it turns. I don't. It's like
a
little
sound.
It's for stress.
It is. And you can tell. It just.
Oh, there you go. Is that the sound
in the game?
It just did it then. Just going up and down.
Come on.
Very cool. And so yeah, really, really enjoyable. I think. I mean, for me, I'm a simple man. I probably would be fine with another keyboard, but as soon as you get into something like this, I guess it's like traveling on the Koru Lounge Pass. Like, as soon as you've had Koru Lounge,
you're sitting first class.
Yeah, you're sitting there going, actually, I don't want to wait out in the airport anymore. I want Koru Pass. So this is a super cool setup, and I'm super stoked that we actually do get to give away today, because why is it useful just me having it? We want to have the shifters having it as well. So thank you so much to Logitech. Your gear is outstanding. I can definitely say that the Logitech Pro TKL keyboard and the Logitech Pro X Super Light 2 mouse is overall, a 10 out of 10.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't miss.
It does not miss. All right, Amani, just because we get you to do this every week, can you tell us a gaming terminology?
All right, guys. Here I go. I got one. I said I'd take a break from the FPS ones, but I'm going to go back to it. it can be used universally, but okay. The term for today is sponging.
Sponging.
It's sponging. What the?
That sound kind of wrong.
I'll use it in a sentence. Dang, I'm putting so much damage on this guy, but he's just sponging.
Jumping around. He's just like, he's dodging it.
It could be dodging it. It's related.
He's
to
not
it.
Dying as quickly as he should.
That's very close. Very close.
The game's cheating.
You're not making the shots you should be hitting. Like, you should be like.
No, he's sponging.
Yeah, but he's sponging. He's taking
the enemy sponge. So Brooke was the closest. Yeah. It just pretty much means that the person is like taking a lot more damage than he should be.
But I never sponge.
Yeah, that's why you can just, bro, this guy's sponging. Let's get him. I'm not going to say that. but yeah, pretty much it means that someone's taking longer to die and you're just getting annoyed with him. So I just say, man, this guy's sponging.
Yeah. Oh, bro, I unsponge. It's annoying. That's bloody.
I've never sponged in my
life. That's melted.
Ever. I like that.
There we go.
Word of the week, baby.
Amani,
aka Jaws.
Yes. All right, coming up next, we give away that Logitech Pro TKL keyboard and the P-Rocks or P-Ro X Spotlight 2 mouse.
Ihaka, is this you, brother?
Yeah.
This is Jordan, Brooke, and Mato Mark from the Gaming Shift, aka the Morning Shift. Are you ready to win something, bro? Let's push!
Let's push, brother!
Ihaka, you ready to win, brother? Hey man, you're going to win the Logitech Pro X TKL keyboard and the Pro X Superlight 2 mouse.
Come on!
And a TMS GYB got your back box. You ready, brother?
You ready, bro?
Yeah, bro.
This could be all yours very soon. Here we go.
Here's the sound spark with Spark Game Arena.
Oh!
Whoa, what it is.
I barely know what that is. I could barely hear it. But Ihaka, what is that sound?
The sound of an impulse grenade of Fortnite.
That's
I knew the real ones know that.
Get it.
Come on, bro.
Congratulations, bro. These we had a little jam before. It's what did you call it? It was like Michael Jackson.
It was
moonwalking.
Like, that mouse, bro, is like moonwalking. Honestly, it's silky smooth. It's unbelievable, and we'll have to get you in a lobby soon with us.
You know what it is?
You sound sweaty.
It's all yours. That's what it is. And we got the got your back box as well, brother. Congratulations.
Thanks, our brothers. Appreciate it.
Cheers, my bro. Have an awesome day.
Hey, we're not done as well, fam. We keep it rolling. All right, we've got another prize to give away, all thanks to the Sound Spark with Spark Game Arena.
Correct. It's
today's prize is the Astro A30 gaming headphones.
Ooh.
We're putting those up again.
Yo, these things are beautiful. And any gamer who knows gaming wants this. Anyone who doesn't know gaming wants these as well, so you can flex them on your mates. But, yep, this week's sound is a little different. I'm not even going to give you a clue on it because you should know it, especially all those ones who have been on this game for ages. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh.
Yep. Yep. Try it again.
Yeah.
That sounds like rice in a pan without water.
If only it was rice.
It's a cooking game, isn't it?
Rustling.
It's a cooking game. I knew it.
It's rustling newspaper.
MasterChef.
No, if only it was 2024. Rice. It was so safe when it's rice. Nah, these things are horrible. Once more.
That's rice in a pan. Love that.
What is that?
Love that.
Oh,
that is
man.
Us.
That is us, indeed. Head over to the Shifters page on Facebook and let us know what you think the sound is, and the winner will be announced next week on The Gaming Shift. Those Astro A30 gaming headphones are up for grabs. Thanks again to our mates at Spark Game Arena. Visit their website, spark.co.nz/gaming, and sign up to receive all their gaming updates.
Good luck with that one, fam.
This is The Morning Shift.
Jam-packed show, whanau. Hope you enjoyed that. Sorry about all the huffing and puffing earlier in the show.
That's fine, man.
Shout out to Spark Game Arena. Check on your people. Love you guys. See you tomorrow.
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm like some burger.
Chemistwarehouse.co.nz, the one-stop place to get all your needs when it comes to anything around the chemist, including their number one online pharmacy store, chemistwarehouse.co.nz. Free shipping for everything over $50.